On the line now, I have Anita McGuell from Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
Hello to you too. Now, we're going to talk about illness benefit, but before that, you want to do a catch-up and let people know what's happening with Citizens Information, because we're back into lockdown again.
Well, again, we are still open for business, although with government guidance, our face-to-face service is not open at present. We are continuing, however, to provide a service via phone and email, including help with filling in the forms. And clients still can contact us on 07 61 07 8190 with their query. Okay, so there's also a possibility of looking for information on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there's a contact form you can fill out there if you would like to receive a call back from an information provider. So those services are still in place. Okay, so we're happy to help. We're still there. But unfortunately, the face-to-face currently appointments are not available.
Okay, it's great to know that you're still providing the services. So illness benefit.
So yes, so you may get illness benefit from the Department of Social Protection if you cannot work because you're sick or ill. You must be age under 66, covered by the appropriate class of social insurance, PRSI, and satisfy the POSI condition. Illness benefit is not linked to your employer's policy on pay for sick leave. Whether your employer pays you or not while you're out of sick from work, you should claim illness benefit from the first day of your illness. If you get sick pay from work, you should ask your employer what administrative arrangements are in place while you're claiming illness benefit. If your income is too low to meet your needs while you're waiting for a decision on your claim for illness benefit, you may be entitled to the basic supplementary welfare allowance, which is a means-tested payment. You must apply for illness benefit within 6 weeks of becoming ill. No payment is made for the first 6 days of illness, which are known as waiting days. Please note that Sunday is not counted as a waiting day. It was announced in Budget 2021 that the number of waiting days for illness benefit will be reduced from 6 days to 3 days on new claims from the end of February 2021. Whether you qualify for a payment or not, you should always submit a claim for illness benefit when you are certified and fit for work. You may be entitled to PRSI credit contributions for each week you are ill, and these could help you qualify for future social welfare payments. Illness benefit is paid for a maximum of 2 years if you have at least 260 weeks of social insurance contributions paid since you first started work, or 1 year if you have been between 104 and 259 weeks of social insurance contributions paid since you first started work. Before your payment is due to stop, you will be contacted by the department telling you when payment will stop and giving you further information on options available. So, for example, if you are ill, likely be permanently incapable of work and satisfy the POSI conditions, you may qualify for invalidity pension. If you do not qualify for invalidity pension and you have a disability that is expected to last for a year or more, you may qualify for a means-tested disability allowance. If you don't qualify for any other payments and your income is too low to meet your needs, you may qualify for basic supplementary welfare allowance. If your illness benefit, however, is ending because you're turning 66, you may be eligible for a state pension, and you are advised to apply for the state pension 3 months before your 66th birthday. Please be advised that you cannot work while you're getting illness benefit. You cannot undertake a training or educational course or do voluntary work without prior written approval from the illness benefit section. If you have current illness benefit claim and have been getting illness benefit for at least 6 months, you can apply for partial capacity benefit. The partial capacity benefit scheme allows you to return to work if you have reduced capacity to work and continue to receive a social welfare payment. A medical assessor, who is a doctor employed by the department, will assess the restriction on your capacity for work and the personal rate of partial capacity benefit paid is based then on this assessment. Again, you cannot take up work until you have written approval to do so from the department. Illness benefit rates are graduated according to your average weekly earnings in the relevant tax year. Average weekly earnings are calculated by dividing the total reckonable earnings without any deductions in the relevant tax year by the actual number of weeks you worked in that year. So, if you're applying for illness benefits now in 2021, the relevant year will be 2019. So, they will be looking at the wage in that particular year. So, if your wage was less than €150 a week, your personal rate would be €91.10. If your wage was between 150 219.99, your personal rate would be 131. And if your wage was 300 or more, the highest rate, the personal rate, is €203 a week. You can get an increase in your payment for an adult dependent or child dependent if you meet certain conditions. To apply, you must get an illness benefit claim form, IB1, and a medical certificate called a Certificate of Incapacity for Work from your family doctor. You fill in the form and free post it to the Department of Social Protection. If you are or have been an inpatient in a hospital, you should ask a hospital doctor to give you a pro forma letter, which you can bring to your GP, who will issue the claim form and medical certificate to you with no charge. If you're still in hospital, a family member can bring the pro forma letter to your GP on your behalf. I would like to know the different rule applies when a worker is told to self-isolate by a doctor or has been diagnosed with COVID-19. In these cases, they can apply for COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit payment of €350 per week. Waiting days do not apply if you're diagnosed with COVID-19 or if you are medically required to self-isolate. Both employees and self-employed people can qualify for COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit. To qualify for this payment, you must be aged between 18 and 66, have a medical certificate from a doctor, or have a text or letter notification from the HSC to support your application, be employed or self-employed, and have worked in 4 weeks before the date of your medical certification, have a current contract of employment if you're an employee, and have worked immediately before your medical certification, and will have reckonable income in the current contribution year if you're self-employed. If you need to self-isolate because you may have COVID-19 and health illness benefit is paid for a maximum of 2 weeks, and this can be extended for a further 2 weeks if you're told to self-isolate again, following contact tracing by the HSC. If, however, you're diagnosed with COVID-19, the payment is paid for a maximum of 10 weeks. If your medical certificate is fewer than 10 weeks, you will be paid for the duration of your medical certificate. The department needs your application for illness benefits and your medical certificate to process your application. You should apply online for enhanced illness benefit, and this is the quickest and easiest way to apply. All you need to apply online is a basic MyGovID account, and your doctor can complete a medical certificate on your behalf and send this directly to the department. Department of Social Protection will commence a COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit public information campaign from tomorrow, Thursday 14th January, and run until 24th of January. This campaign targets employees and self-employed aged 18 to 66, including non-nationals and people living in direct provision. It's aimed to generate awareness that a payment of €350 a week is available to those who have been instructed by a doctor or the HSC to self-isolate due to COVID-19 infection, and informs them of where to go for more information. So please keep an eye on that. Please also know that if you are ill for another reason or self-isolating because you are medically vulnerable, you should apply for standard illness benefit that we covered earlier. So again, I would like to know the client still can give us a call on 07 061-07-8190 with a query, and we are always happy to help and provide you information on the, your entitlements, and help you with the forms if you need that.
Okay, and they can ring and they can ask for a form and it'll be sent out to them. Is that right?
We also provide that service, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
That's brilliant. Okay, Anita, listen, thanks very much for that, and I'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week, as we will be every Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Okay. Right, that was Anita McGuill there, and talking all about illness benefit. And as we said, citizensinformation.ie or 0761 078190.